Okay, so today we're going deep on Brad Paisley.
Tad Paisley, yeah.
I mean, huge name in country music, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Been around forever, it seems like.
Yeah, more than 2 decades, right? Like late 90s, he started.
90s, yeah. So that's what, 25 years or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Tons of hits.
Yeah, and you know, super talented songwriter, guitar player, all that.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also that kind of storytelling element to his music too that I think a lot of people connect with,
Definitely.
you
Yeah,
know?
there's a real emotional depth to a lot of his stuff.
And for this deep dive, we're kind of going beyond just the hits and the surface level
I'm
stuff.
going a little deeper.
We're looking at the spiritual side of his music.
Yeah, the faith-based themes that pop up.
Yeah. And our jumping off point for all this is an article from Christian Culture News
Okay, cool.
called Divine Inspiration: The Godly Messages in Brad Paisley's Music.
Oh, nice. That sounds promising.
Yeah. So, as always, you know, you're here with us because you want to really understand a topic, you want to get the full picture.
People are busy. They don't have a ton of time to waste.
Exactly. You want the info, but you don't want to wade through a bunch of fluff to get there.
That's us cutting to the chase.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to break this all down for you, give you a clear picture of this side of Paisley's work.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
Okay, so the article starts off by talking about Paisley's upbringing,
Okay.
Glendale, West Virginia.
Right, his roots.
Yeah, and it really emphasizes how important his faith was, even from a young age.
Yeah, it seems like it wasn't just where he lived. It was like really woven into who he was.
Exactly. And the article makes the case that this foundation in faith really shapes his development,
Makes sense.
not just as a musician, but as a person too.
Yeah, you can't really separate the two, can you?
I don't think so. Not really. And Paisley himself has been pretty open about how much his faith influences his music.
Yeah, it's not something he shies away from.
He owns it.
And I think that resonates with people.
Totally. I think so too.
Like it adds another layer to the music.
Okay, so if we look at his lyrics specifically,
The stories he's telling.
the article points out that he often deals with these moral dilemmas, these struggles with right and wrong,
Yeah, and the desire for redemption.
that seeking forgiveness, finding a better path kind of thing.
Absolutely. And if you think about Christian teachings,
Right, the core ideas of Christianity.
these themes are front and center.
Yeah, sin forgiveness, grace, all that.
It's not just surface level storytelling.
Yeah, there's that deeper level.
Yeah, the ethical layer.
And the article also mentions all the charity work that Paisley does.
Yeah, he doesn't just sing about it.
Right, he walks the walk.
Exactly. And that really reinforces that sense of authenticity.
Absolutely. It shows he's not just putting on a show,
He lives his values.
which I think just makes people connect with him even more.
For sure.
Okay, so let's talk about My Miracle.
Oh, yeah, great song.
The article really dives into that one specifically.
It's like a prime example of his spiritual side.
Yeah, they call it a powerful testament to love.
Love and gratitude.
Gratitude, yeah. And they even hint at this idea of divine intervention.
Oh, interesting. Like there's something bigger at play.
Exactly. So it's not just a typical love song.
Right. It's more than that.
They break down how the lyrics elevate the idea of love,
Right.
making it seem almost like a divine blessing.
Okay. Yeah. Like love isn't just finding some, it's almost like a spiritual experience.
Yeah, and the article emphasizes that the song is also about acknowledging the good stuff.
Gratitude.
Gratitude. Yeah, recognizing those little miracles in everyday life.
Not taking things for granted.
Right, because we do that all the time,
Oh,
right?
totally. We get caught up in the daily grind.
And we miss those special moments.
The tiny miracles that are happening all around us.
And this idea of divine intervention that they bring up in the article.
Right, like a guiding force.
It's not necessarily overt or anything.
But it's there if you're looking for it.
It makes you think about those times when things just seem to fall into place.
Yeah, like it was meant to be.
Almost too perfect to be random chance.
Exactly.
Okay, so moving on.
Sure.
The article talks about Heaven South as well.
Yeah, another good one.
It describes it as this really uplifting song.
Yeah, it's got such a warm feeling.
But it kind of flips the script on the idea of heaven.
How so?
Instead of being this far off place in the afterlife,
Right.
it presents heaven as something we can experience right here, right now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's about finding peace and love in our relationships with the people around us.
Okay, so it's like finding those glimpses of heaven in our everyday lives.
Exactly. And the article really stresses
And
that,
heaven can be found here and now.
yeah, it's not something we have to wait for.
I like that.
It's a very down-to-earth kind of spirituality.
Oh, Lily.
And then there's when I get where I'm going.
Yeah, that one really hits home for a lot of people.
It does. And the article talks about how it directly addresses faith and the afterlife.
That's a powerful song.
And it's filled with this sense of hope.
Hope and longing.
That longing to be reunited with loved ones who have passed away.
Yeah, it really captures that feeling.
And it offers comfort to people who are dealing with grief and loss.
Absolutely. It acknowledges that pain, but it also points towards something beyond it.
The article actually shares some stories from fans about how much the song has helped them cope with loss.
Yeah, it's amazing how music can do that.
It's incredibly powerful.
It can give people strength and solace in those really dark times.
And it's not just that one song.
Right.
The article talks about how a lot of Paisley's music has that effect on people.
Like it's more than just entertainment.
Yeah, it's almost like a spiritual companion.
Yeah. People feel seen and understood.
And the article says that his music actually encourages spiritual engagement.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's not just listening passively, it's actively engaging with those deeper questions.
Okay, so it's like a conversation starter almost.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it gets people thinking about those bigger things.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, so let's zoom out a bit and look at country music as a whole.
Okay.
Because the article talks about the history of religious themes in country music.
Yeah, like how has faith played a role in the genre over time?
Exactly. And they trace it all the way back to those early gospel influences.
Right, like Hank Williams, Johnny Cash.
Yeah, these guys where faith was really front and center in their music.
Very explicitly religious.
And then they talk about how the outlaw movement in the 70s kind of shifted things.
Yeah, that was a different vibe for sure.
More questioning, more complex views on spirituality.
Right. Not necessarily rejecting faith outright.
But definitely wrestling with it.
And the article positions Paisley as someone who navigates that whole spectrum.
Yeah, he's rooted in that traditional faith.
But he also brings in that contemporary perspective.
And he does it in a way that feels authentic and relatable.
Right.
He's not afraid to be honest about his own struggles and doubts.
Which I think makes him even more relatable.
Yeah, it makes him human.
So how has the critical world responded to all this?
Well, the article says it's been mostly positive.
Okay, good.
They highlight all the praise for the emotional depth and sincerity of his songs.
Especially when I get where I'm going.
Yeah, they single that one out specifically.
It seems like the critics recognize that he's not being preachy.
Right. It's not heavy-handed.
It's genuine. It comes from the heart.
Exactly. And they appreciate how he blends these traditional themes with a contemporary sound.
Yeah, and they like how it creates this sense of community among listeners.
Like a shared experience.
Okay, so last thing the article talks about is Paisley's live shows.
Right, and how they can actually amplify those spiritual themes.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just the music itself.
It's the whole experience.
Yeah, the performance.
And they talk about how he takes these moments during the shows to really emphasize the meaning behind the lyrics.
Oh, cool. Like he slows things down, gets introspective.
Yeah, and he might share personal stories or anecdotes.
To create that connection with the audience.
And they specifically mention the performance of When I Get Where I'm Going.
Yeah, powerful song.
They say that his delivery combined with the visuals and the lighting.
Oh, wow. So it's like a whole production.
Yeah, it can create this really transcendental experience.
Like taking people to another place.
Exactly.
That'd be amazing.
So to sum it all up, it seems like Brad Paisley's faith is way more than just a footnote.
Right. It's not just a side note.
It's a core part of who he is.
It shapes his music and his whole approach to life.
And it's fascinating how he manages to bring these themes into his music.
In a way that appeals to a wide audience.
Yeah, not just people who share his beliefs.
It's universal.
Exactly. Those themes of hope, love, redemption.
Those resonate with everyone.
And the article even suggests that he's paving the way for more open discussion of faith in country music.
Oh, wow. So he's kind of a trailblazer.
Yeah, maybe encouraging other artists to explore those themes in their own work.
I like that.
So next time you're listening to music.
Any music.
Yeah, not just country. Think about the values and beliefs that might be woven into the songs.
Like the artist's worldview.
Exactly. And you might be surprised by what you discover.
About the artists and maybe even about yourself.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Anytime. This was a good one.
See you next time.
See ya.